Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is luxury healing, baby. Luxury healing means that we mind the business that pays us, right? I'm not going to be out here spending a bunch of money on things that are just going to make me sad and I'm going to have buyer's remorse. I'm going to spend the money on things that make me feel good, people that, you know, make me feel good and go to places that make me feel good and continue that resonance. Living is a luxury. Don't you think? When we're talking about luxury healing, some of us didn't even make it to hear this show. So I think that we all need to be cognizant of the fact that just to be living is a luxury. So when we talk about luxury healing, it's not always going to be cute. It's not always going to be free. Healing costs money. You think jail don't cost money? And when you're in an unhealed space and you go to jail, that costs money. You know, when you're in an unhealed space and you're doing things, you know, to your kids, or you're not paying your child support, or you're not paying your dues in the community, those things in the end will cost you money. That's a luxury that a lot of us don't have.
All right, so long time no here, but I am here. It is Tell the Truth Tuesday. Technically, it's Wild Wednesday. It is July 15th, 2020, and the show is called Entanglement. Now, if y'all are following me on Instagram at miss.d.scott, you would have known that literally on July 10th, when I saw Jada say the word, I put it in the Urban Dictionary. I believe we're trending at number 3 right now. I'm the one that said we call her Jada Hendricks now, and it's under my one of my business names, Miss Hope Mess. And that was that. So that was on July 10th. We are now at the 15th. Tomorrow, technically, would have been, I think, something like my 17th wedding anniversary or something like that. But, you know, we've been divorced for like 12 years now. So it's all good. It's cancer season. We still got a few more days left in cancer season to be, for y'all to be emotional wrecks. I'm holding steady. And I have some amazing truths to tell and share this week. The whole Will and Jada thing hit, the entanglement thing. I'm going to break that down to you, and I'm going to say why she specifically used that word. Like I said, personally, I mind my Black-owned business, but it was in my face. I had to comment on it. And I'm noticing that a lot of men are butthurt. So much so that y'all are capping for Will Smith, and y'all are not paying attention to the fact that a lot of us have known in the industry and outside the industry that not so much that they had an open marriage or an arrangement, but that man has slept with other women, and it was rumored that he slept with other men. This is common knowledge. This is not anything, you know, he was supposedly had slept with Harley Quinn when he was on set with her, like, I'm minding my Black-owned business. What I think happened was, and it's been rumored for decades, that Jada was bisexual. She liked women. I think August was the first man that she dated. Will admittedly said, you know, hey, do you, I'm done with your ass. She probably beat his ass. Something probably happened. Will has also been known to date women that were 20 and 30 years his junior. And it's just amazing to me that no one mentions that. Not one time have I heard August Alsina be called a homewrecker. And y'all know damn well that if it was a female, you would not have cared what her motherfucking mental health situation was. You wouldn't have gave a damn what was going on. We see the nanny and the dad sleep with the nanny and the dad sleep with the daughter's friend all the motherfucking time, period. They've made several movies about the shit, okay? The fact that Jada was told, do you, and I just had a show on this a couple weeks ago where I said, when a man tells you to do that, bitch, be careful. because you don't, you know, you got to make sure you're really done with this motherfucker, because guess what's going to happen? He's going to be sitting on television like Will did at the Red Table Talk with the "did you suck his dick" face, because that's exactly what his face was. The problem is that y'all are not understanding. When you're in 20 and 30 year relationship and you're married and you are probably worth about $500 million, that's a half a billion, by the way, and you didn't get nobody to sign a prenup, ain't nobody going nowhere. Because what will happen is if they break up, they're breaking up a brand, right? They're not just breaking up a marriage. They're breaking up a brand. They're going to lose money, you know. And you might get comfortable in your relationship like that where you're like, you know what, I'm not doing anything to make you happy. Go do what makes you happy. And that's literally what the man told her. So now they've gotten over the situation, but it was America that couldn't get over it. August Delfina couldn't get over it. So let me tell you, let me break his ass down. First of all, y'all sitting up there talking about this man was abused and she, you know, she took advantage and all this other shit. Did you not hear the Red Table Talk not even a year ago where the bitch said that she was sitting there crying every day for almost 2 years? So her husband just told her, bitch, you do whatever you want to do. I'm not fucking with you no more. You don't think that that was traumatic? I have told y'all time and time again that divorce is like a death. It really is. So what y'all are not understanding is that they trauma bonded. And I truly believe that she felt a way. My girlfriend pointed out, girl, go watch Girls Trip again. So when you go watch Girls Trip, you realize Jade and them filmed that down in New Orleans. Then when I seen someone sent me a picture, I was so thankful, of August Wilson in his underwear. And I saw why she was, you know, feeling the need to trauma bond with this man. I understand. I could wrap my head and several other things around it. I understand, Jada. So the reason she said entanglement, and it's so funny, and we, you know, like I said, I put it in the Urban Dictionary. The reason she said entanglement is because to say she cheated is inaccurate. She didn't cheat. Her husband specifically told her, go do you. Okay? In addition to that, he was already cheating. If you watch the Red Table Talk, she was like, you know, he was like, oh, I'm gonna get you back for this, like kind of joking. And she was like, no, you've done enough. Okay, that man had been reported to him, you know, having a quote-unquote affair as recently as a year ago. There were some pictures of a very young, she looked like Mexican and white, you know, Instagram-type chick in Georgia. She was in a very specific place, I believe in Savannah, where Will was filming something. She posted a picture of a church. He posted a picture of the church. And then everybody went crazy and was like, wait a minute, this is weird that she'd be posting the same exact view. Next thing you know, that picture's taken down. Okay? So I think that when you have that much money, you do whatever the fuck you want to do. Y'all motherfuckers ain't got $500 between you. You fucking up here telling us that Will Smith is hurt, that man is broken. No, that motherfucker is embarrassed. So imagine, so let me just break this down to you. So y'all know that Gabrielle Union, Dwayne Wade has a side baby. So when they were taking a break for a month or two, when she was filming, getting money, filming, being Mary Jane or whatever she was filming that was outside of Miami, the man cheated on her, unprotected, fucked the bitch raw, and got her pregnant. They have a whole nother baby with a whole nother girl, okay? At the end of the day, you know, they get back together, and now he has to explain what we call this oops baby or a break baby, okay? Not the baby's fault, but this is what happens when shit is unclear. You know, when motherfucking loose ends ain't tied up, okay? August Alcina, literally, and I hope a lot of you younger women, you old motherfuckers too, you old broads too, that's exactly how you look when you tell on a motherfucker that's married. You look crazy just the fuck like that. Hair all fucked up. You got a hat pinned to the back of your fucking scalp. You look a mess. Your hair color is all wrong. Your shit's uneven. I think August Alcina was sitting there in quarantine. I think that the Father's Day tribute that she did to Will took his ass over the edge. They probably been broke up at least 2 years. Okay, because y'all do remember that he was on the Red Table Talk. So why y'all ain't talking about no sending nobody for August Alcina to beat his ass because he was literally sleeping in Will Smith's house? That's an ass whooping. I personally don't think August is going to make it through the month of August because that's still Will Smith. That man has a lot of money. They could put you somewhere and it not even be a problem or do like they did Marilyn Monroe because you embarrassed that man. Him and Jada had already stopped talking, just like when a lot of y'all motherfuckers, you know, start other relationships and then get back and then y'all start talking again. August Alcina is the equivalent of you weird-ass bitches when y'all go and tell somebody motherfucking, you know, wife on them, knowing that they were going back with the wife. So let this be a lesson to you. Very few marriages break up. I do know marriages that when somebody say they get a divorce, they got the divorce, but very few of them break up when they start looking at how they have to live outside this person. Finances have a lot to do with marriage because it's a partnership. So at the end of the day, August Alsina is a messy bitch. That's really what he is. You got mad because Jada claimed that she, you know, he cut her off. So what you mad for? Somebody said, well, maybe that was part of his healing. Bitch, you don't get to go through your healing at my motherfucking expense. And, bitch, I thought we was cool. Don't go dragging me into some shit. And then also what happened to Proverbial, I gave them both. I called them both and gave them a chance to respond. Y'all ain't saying nothing about the fact that he said Will gave his blessing. Do I think Will was like, yeah, it's okay for you to fuck my wife? Absolutely not. But do I think that he was happy to see Jada happy and he didn't have to go through the abuse that he was going through every day and he didn't have to say and do fucked up shit to her? Yeah, I do think he was happy for that because you do get to a place in your relationship when you move on or when your business is connected. That's cool. But you move on to a space where you're like, you know what, I would like to see you happy. I don't feel no type of animosity towards my ex-husband and his new wife. Now, he only been with this broad, I think, maybe 6-7 years. It took us about 3 where I didn't want to, you know, physically lay hands on her because she got a mouth on her. And she believed in everything that the husband, my ex-husband, is saying instead of really looking at the facts. Let's look at the paperwork. You know what I mean? Let's look at what he had, what he didn't have, and what I had. Stop fucking playing with me. And so instead of us being cool, I just don't talk to her. I mean, we see each other, we say hi, and you know, and whatever. But I'm glad that my ex-husband is causing someone else a motherfucking issue. You know, I'm glad that they're happy. I'm glad that they have 2 little girls. I send presents for those little girls all the time. I only have the boy, have a son. So you do get to a place where you're like, if you're happy, I'm happy, and we're a connected unit, we're a family, and that's that. But some of you miserable motherfuckers can't understand that because you're so consumed with being bitter. Men, too. So I ended up getting into it with a guy. I'm not even going to mention his name because he's fucking trash. But anyway, and he had just happened something, you know, lift Will Smith up in prayer. That motherfucker don't need to be lifted up in prayer. What the fuck are you talking about? That motherfucker put that woman through hell. Ain't no woman cheating on Will Smith unless he put her through some type of hell, because maybe he was unhealed in the situation. And guess what? It's still none of our business. So I comment and I say, well, maybe men shouldn't tell women, go do you or go do whatever's going to make you happy. And she wouldn't have did it. Dude was like, you're so negative, da-da-da-da-da. You're tearing the black man down. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm a black woman. It is in my nature to build black women up. I said, and my resume for helping black men out is long. When I say long, long. So helping out really sounds like used to the naked ear, right? I have been in a situation where I have helped black men to the ends of the earth, and guess where it got me? No motherfucking where. No, we don't do things just for clout or for things like that. But at the end of the day, motherfucker, y'all motherfuckers is butt hurt because you're mad because you see a visual representation of how the fuck you look to us when we got to take your motherfucking ass back because you was out there embarrassing the brand. Embarrassing the family. Will was embarrassed. That nigga wasn't hurt. That motherfucker was embarrassed. Like, damn, Jada, you ain't get this little young motherfucker to sign an NDA like I've done every other bitch to protect you and the family. You ain't paid this motherfucker. And that's another thing. Let this be a lesson to you men as well. If she was paying that motherfucker, he wouldn't have said nothing. If she was paying his little New Orleans rent, if she was paying for his little car, and she was answering his text messages, okay, the motherfucker wouldn't have did that. I think it was the Father's Day post where she's like, you're the greatest man ever, da-na-na-na-na-na-na. That's when that motherfucker lost it. And that's what you broads look like. You know, when you guys see they posting their Mother's Day post or happy anniversary, babe, and you're like, wow, he just asked me to eat my ass in my inbox. I don't, okay. Some of y'all get so messy. So really going forward, just so you know, note to self, if a motherfucker is married, they usually don't leave their wife. There's a small percentage that do. But now you got to worry about the fact that your spot is open. I think Jada went out. Jada got some of that sausage. I think she was handling her business. And I think she thought she was done. Guess what Jada did? She discarded this motherfucker in the same exact way that Negroes do to us when they tired or when they back with their bitch or when they found somebody else's energy to supply the plug into. So I did that show called You Are the Plug. If you take away your energy and that motherfucker dies or that motherfucker wilts, just know that he took your energy to get other bitches. Because the motherfucker think they can fuck with you and they think they can fuck with other motherfuckers just like you. No, bitch, I was doing charity this year, okay? Some of you motherfuckers be charity cases, and then you be like, see, this is why I don't fuck with this type of motherfucker because really you wasted my motherfucking time. wasting my time, you're wasting my energy, and now I have to take my energy away because that's the consequence, not the punishment, but the consequence of fucking with a broad that is literally her own energy supply. So I think Jada took her little Snapchat pussy away, and I think August was cool with that. Y'all ain't saying nothing about the fact that Keke Palmer came out and was like, yeah, she was fucking with him during that time as well. Okay? August wasn't that hurt. Okay? And even if he was, they were both in a traumatic experience. Y'all women that are capping for August are killing me. Y'all are killing me. Because you know if that was a young 21, 22-year-old girl, y'all would be dragging her all in the motherfucking shade room. You would be. You'd be calling her a homewrecker. Y'all ain't never considered a 21 or a 22-year-old's fucking mental health space when you was fucking her. Period. Period. I know a motherfucker that's 50 years old was fucking a 20-year-old. I don't think he really cared about her motherfucking mental space. I don't think he did. And that's why she ended up calling his bitch. That's why he probably ended up putting her in the hospital. Shit, she might not be with us anymore of the living. But the point of the matter is, men, when they're older, they don't give a fuck about our mental health space. They don't. So all of a sudden, Jada was supposed to care. Okay, so let's ask August, why was you fucking your friend's mom? That's fucking weird, right? That's weird. Cat for him, cat for him, for her, just the same way you cat for him. And you know, you women, a lot of y'all are y'all from a different type of tribe, the pick me tribe. I'm never gonna be with that part of that tribe because I'm always gonna be a woman. And the amount of shit that I've been called or said about me and shit like that, y'all are capping for a dude. That boy wasn't 18 years old. That motherfucker was 21, 22 years old. Fucking Jada. He about 26, 27. They probably stopped talking 2 years ago. I think he got a little bit poor. I think he was just like, you know what, I'm going to come out with this story because no one's talking to me. This is what you bitches do. You tantrum over motherfuckers that are not yours. Tantruming. I tantrum over motherfuckers that owe me money or because they forgot my birthday, shit like that. And then once I'm done with the tantrum, bitch, you dead. I don't have to speak to you because it would have been worse if he just never spoke to her ass ever again. You know, I would have been more excited for him. And it just, you know, you guys aren't picking up on this. So, oh, my God, she used him. Don't you think it's just kind of odd that he came out with an album right around the same time he's telling us this shit that we don't give a fuck about? The only reason I give a fuck about this shit is because it's fucking legendary. The fact that men are in an uproar because a woman did the same shit to somebody that you motherfuckers been doing to us for centuries. Okay? So, guys, that was my week in a nutshell. So I got into it with a couple people about that. Y'all ain't never going to convince me that Jada is wrong. And I don't even like Jada like that. I don't give a fuck about nobody. I give a fuck about myself. You know, but I like the younger men. And at no time, even though I go in and I self-diagnose my man, and even though I go in and I understand that I'm a healer and that if a man comes to me for some reason, that I know that I'm there to heal him. So it could be pussy healing, it could be mental healing, it could be financial healing, it could be anything. It's a blessing though, right? And once you understand that, then it makes it easier for you to detach from people because you're like, well, maybe that person got what they needed. Now, hopefully they left you in a better situation than when you got them. And if they didn't, if all they did was take from you, you do know that there is a consequence for that. There's a suffering for that. So if August really cut Jada off, well, then that's why you're suffering right now, motherfucker. Didn't nobody tell you to fucking stop fucking that old-ass lady, and now you mad because all of a sudden, this is what men do, right? Men will stop fucking with us for 2-3 months at a time and then come back like everything's cool. Nah, bitch, I got a whole husband now. And this is, listen, I'm not telling you nothing I haven't done. I was dating a guy, dated him for about 4 or 5 years off and on, right? And I make sure that y'all go to artvoice.com and make sure y'all check out yesterday's Dear Auntie article. I answered Jen G's question about her being in an on-again, off-again 11-year relationship. And then I answered the question about the Will Smith and Jada. That's artvoice.com. Every Tuesday we have Dear Auntie where I do Tell the Truth Tuesday. But situation with this guy off and on for like 5 years was typically in a straight relationship. You get about 3 years. And after 3 years, if it's nothing, then we have a problem. You have to go. So my whole thing is keep it tight, keep it right, make sure you pay your people. Silence costs money. That's the type of shit that you wake up one day and you're like, I know this motherfucker didn't just do me like that. Or I know this motherfucker don't owe me money and he went and bought a motorcycle. So guys, you got to pay your motherfucking people. You got to treat people kindly. When you leave situations, try not to leave it in a fucked up situation, because now, you know, you don't want to hurt people. If you got to leave and you sit down and you have a conversation with them, I get that. But guess what? When you Jada, you get that motherfucker to sign an NDA disclosure, and I bet you she won't make that motherfucking mistake twice. Well, I'm hoping she don't, because at this point she's going to be watched like a hawk. And poor August, you know, let's just make sure he make it. Let's make sure he make it through the year, because I don't think that's going to happen.
Yo, Larry, man, you think you can sing this song today?
It's kind of hard today, man.
You can pull it there. But,
oh, man, Melvin, I'm too hot for me, man.
Well, look, hey, here, dude, come on, man, come on. Hold on.
Kick it, shut down, shut down, shut down.
Any word I've ever heard. Let's just go.